T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hour number 2 of Overnight America. Something magical just happened. I was just followed by a legend on Twitter. Legend Wilford Brimley now follows me on Twitter. Yes! It says former actor, former spokesman, former musician, current family man, not one mention of diabetes. How could he leave that out of his profile? That's the thing that everyone reminds. If you were to say name one thing about Wilford Brimley, you would say diabetes. It'd be the number one thing. If we're playing Family Feud, ding, number one answer on the board. But he followed me. That's kind of cool, right? I think it's great. Thank you, Wilford. There's a story out of Atlanta from Fox News. An Atlanta charter school changed course Thursday on a plan for students to recite something other than the Pledge of Allegiance in the morning. When you were going to school, did you do the Pledge of Allegiance? Pretty much everyone did, right? Up through eighth grade. And I was trying to remember if we did it in high school. And I don't remember doing it in high school. I just don't remember. But I remember in grade school, we always did. We stood up, put our hands over our heart, said a Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And then we sat down. That was it. No question about it. Well, there's a charter school that was going to cut out the Pledge of Allegiance and substitute it with something else, what they call a wolf pack chant. It sounds like that one movie, Hangover, where the wolf pack, what are they going to do? Go? So they are going to have the kids stand up and howl? What were they? What? Why would they do something like this? And I started reading some comments about this, and people are like, Pledge of Allegiance is so out of date. We should drop it. We shouldn't even think about it. We shouldn't be making our kids do the Pledge of Allegiance at schools. We're wasting their time. It's out of date. It's just something that you used to do back in the day, but it's not something for the future. And I was like, no, that doesn't sound right. Let me ask you, should we still be doing the Pledge of Allegiance in our schools? And why? 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. Let me tell you about this story so you have a little bit of a background on it. Atlanta Neighborhood Charter School, ANCS is what they go by, announced that they would scrap the Pledge of Allegiance from their morning agenda in favor of participating in a group wolfpack chant. That's just so weird. So what, are they going to have the kids howl? This would be a much better idea for our kids. You know, the way we can bring our kids all together, howling. You got to be kidding. That is not what they were going to do. And would each person individual be able to determine what the wolf sounds like? The wolf pack chant? I'm going to guess there are team mascots, the wolves or something like that. But the move was said to be done in order to make the school more inclusive. And the chant, likely named after the school's wolf mascot, would be created by students and teachers. So they're going to do a contest. We're gonna rethink the national anthem. And what if you did the national anthem in a wolf voice? You stood up and you just... What are you going to do? And why are we saying to our children that, hey, national anthem and at least pride for country, not important. It's out of date. We don't have to show any sort of patriotism. I wonder why patriotism has become under fire lately. I wonder why people are so offended when we do things to show love for country. Officials decided to go back to the original format after people were pretty upset, but not after a lot of people went out there and said, maybe we should drop it. Maybe it's not a bad idea. We don't want to force kids. We don't want to force kids to love their country. That's unpatriotic, I guess. A little dramatic. But Atlanta says students will continue to lead the meeting by asking our community to stand to participate in our Wolfpack chant together. Did you ask the kids, Is this a situation where you said, hey, we're going to let the kids decide what we do? You know, because that's always the best way to parent. If you're a parent in a household, you know what you do? You say, hey, kids, you tell us what to do. Because, you know, as parents, we don't want to make all the decisions. You want to eat, do you want to sit around and play video games all day and we can skip all your other obligations like sports? Yeah, that sounds great. Candy for dinner? Great idea, kids. Go ahead and do it. Are we just catering to these kids and saying that, you know, whatever they want, we're going to go? Because that's the trend schools are going into. It's everything is, there's a very popular meme online, and you probably have seen it. They say 1960s, and it shows a teacher handing a note or whatever about the conduct of the kid inside the school, and the parents are yelling at the kid, like, how could you get an F, or how could you mess around, or how could you get in a fight with this kid? And they're angry at the kid. They said, fast forward 2018, and it's the other way around. It's the parents yelling at the teacher. It's your fault. How could you single out my kid like this? It's, he's an angel, and he's only allowed to do this. And that's where we have gotten at the sake of schools anymore. It's like we have to cater to the kids because we're afraid because they have all the power. Why do the kids have all the power? Why do the kids have all the power? That's the wrong way to teach these kids. Says the decision to stray from the morning ritual was carried out in accordance with state law. So there's a law in Georgia that says you're not allowed to perform the national anthem before class. So what happens next? Are they going to remove the American flag from the classrooms too? Are they going to say, we don't even need the American flag anymore? That might be offensive to some people. Let's get rid of that too. What else do they want to do? Wear anything that has the American flag on it? Ooh, that's offensive. Oh boy. Whoa, 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 whoa. Hold on, Timmy. There's an American flag on your shirt. Whoa, what a hate speech. Boy, you got to turn that shirt inside out. What's going to happen next? So starting next week, we'll return to our original format and provide our students with the opportunity to recite the pledge during the all-school morning meeting. Is that their morning show? It's probably the worst morning show in the world. It's the principal and vice principal think they're shock jocks. They're zany shock jocks. All right, maybe I'm old school. Maybe I'm a little traditional. But hey, what do you think? Should we just get rid of it? Is it just, maybe I'm blowing this out of proportion and maybe it's not a big deal. We get rid of the national anthem in schools. 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. I just said the national anthem. I meant Pledge of Allegiance. We'll take some of your calls and I'll check the text line too coming up on Overnight America, KMOX.
Local news, award-winning news, St. Louis's news, traffic and weather, KMOX. Depend on it.
Maybe we should just substitute all of our bumper music for Howling Wolves. That's the answer in Atlanta, I guess, with this charter school. Atlanta Neighborhood Charter School. They got all the answers, I bet. What do you think? Mistake? No, yes. In fact, it reminds me of a Red Skelton story from years and years ago. I'm sure, I think everyone had to have heard this at some point. Producer Mike, do you know who Red Skelton is? You do not. He had this appearance on television. I don't know what year it was, but he walked up on the stage. You have the big curtain behind him. And he started telling this story. He said, I remember when I was a kid about the Pledge of Allegiance, and we would do it. And one day the teacher stood up and said, have you really thought about the words? Because you probably have gotten to the motion of going through the Pledge of Allegiance, but have you really thought about the words? And he went on to explain what his teacher taught him.
May I recite it and try to explain to you the meaning of each word. I, me, an individual, a committee of one, pledge, dedicate all of my worldly goods to give without self-pity. Allegiance, my love and my devotion to the flag, our standard, O glory, a symbol of freedom. Wherever she waves, there's respect, because your loyalty has given her a dignity that shouts, freedom is everybody's job. United. That means that we have all come together. states, individual communities that have united into 48 great states, 48 individual communities with pride and dignity and purpose, all divided with imaginary boundaries, yet united to a common purpose, and that's love for country. And to the Republic, Republic, a state in which sovereign power is invested in representatives chosen by the people to govern. And government is the people, and it's from the people to the leaders, not from the leaders to the people, for which it stands. One nation, meaning so blessed by God, indivisible, incapable of being divided, with liberty, which is freedom, the right of power to live one's own life without threats, fear, or some sort of retaliation, and justice, the principle or qualities of dealing fairly with others. For all. For all. Which means, boys and girls, it's as much your country as it is mine. And now, boys and girls, let me hear you recite the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Since I was a small boy, two states have been added to our country, and two words have been added to the Pledge of Allegiance, under God. Wouldn't it be a pity if someone said that is a prayer? And that would be eliminated from schools, too.
Red Skelton. Had no idea he lived all the way up until 1997. Wow. He was from Indiana. Something else. I think that's a really good speech, Red Skelton. It's worth playing that every once in a while. It's a nice patriotic thing. I think it's important to note out one nation under God, given that you're rights and freedoms given by God. It's an important distinction, mostly because they are not to be taken away from you by government. Come from a higher power than that. Very good, very good. There's another story, education story out there. And I tend to look at these stories and I think they're pretty, you know, funny on college campuses, the way certain things are going anymore. I have found myself so removed from college that even though I graduated in 2005, even though it's been that long, I realized that the atmosphere behind it has changed so much. So much. I want to talk about this college story right after we talk to, is it Sidnor? Excuse, how do you say your name?
Hi.
Sidnor?
Sidnor.
Hey, Sidnor.
I was listening to the story about the charter school in Atlanta.
Yeah.
And for one thing, I would like to know more details about it. But at the same, just based on what you were saying, as I was saying to your producer, I understand the value that a lot of people hold for respect and tradition, respect of tradition. But at the same time, I understand how what is valuable to one group or one individual, their tradition is not the same for other people. There are whole groups of people in this country who, based on their history in and with this country, would look at the flag and see an insult hanging right in front of their faces, and they have every right to. As an African-American, that flag doesn't represent to me what it does to you and others. The Pledge of Allegiance. Why should? Well, first of all, we're not even required under the Constitution to pledge an oath of allegiance to anyone anyway.
Sure.
It's a tradition.
Why does the American flag, why is it offensive to you? Can you tell me?
It represents to me all of the blood, sweat, and tears shed by groups of people, Africans in America, Native Americans, people who were pushed off of their land, pushed from one side of the continent to the next, people who were dragged here by, by no consent of their own, forced to work for 400 plus years, never given any sort of reparation, still denied equal rights and privileges.
And no, I'll cross out that last thing you said, but I understand the history thing. Why do you think you're still? Why do you think people are still denied? What in what aspect?
In many aspects, whether it be by the ballot, whether business, even the American Banking Association, they admit that a black person equally qualified as a white person, education, income, degree, is still 2.5 more times likely to be denied the same house loan.
Okay.
Now, that's not me making that up. The American Banking Association said it.
Was there lawsuits brought up and fines levied on them for that? I'm pretty sure there were.
I don't know. I can't say for one way or another.
So the same system protected you against that?
No, they didn't say anything about protection. It was just an observation of their own.
Okay. But I understand what you're saying. But what about the other parts of where the country is today and all the freedoms that it affords for you?
Those freedoms are all tenuous and in many respects just cosmetic anyway.
So they're
not the same thing. Anytime my life can be jeopardized just by some white woman picking up a telephone and dialing three little magic numbers and saying, well, I don't like the way he looked at me. Oh, this person is barbecuing. This person is selling lemonade. By the way, it wasn't even lemonade. It was bottled water.
Okay.
They can outright lie and jeopardize my life. So why should I feel so enamored over that damn rag that was probably made in China anyway?
Oh, wow. So you're okay with disrespecting it or really? Are you someone that would burn a flag?
No, because I wouldn't waste my time with that.
Okay.
And especially not if I had to pay my money to get it.
Why do you waste your time in this country then?
Why shouldn't I?
I'm asking
here.
Why.
And who said I was wasting my time? See, I'm sick of that. See, I don't know how old you are, but I'm old enough to remember the 60s. And I heard that same stupid crap then, my country, love it or leave it. No.
Well, okay, so nothing's changed since the 60s, if you have, in your opinion?
Very few things.
I think you have a very warped view of where we are today and the things that have changed since then. Yeah.
You're entitled to think that.
Yeah, I also think that the same system that you're bringing up some of these issues, like someone could call a complaint on you and your life will be threatened because of something like that, the same system you understand protects you. And you understand that you could file your own complaints. You could have the justice system on your side if it ever got to that point.
Sessions would be on my side. You got a good sense of humor.
All right. You can feel it's not, but you can also play the victim to something that hasn't happened to you yet. Because if you're saying that, if one person could call the police on you and your life will be in jeopardy, what I'm saying is, do you really feel like one person could call the police right now and then they'll come and bust your door down and throw you in jail and you'll be held without trial and you'll have no representation and that's the end of your life?
It wouldn't even have to go that far to do irreparable damage. Because if you are off of your job for 2 days or so and unable to contact your employer, you can lose a job. You lose a job, you lose your house, you're out on the street. If you have children at home unattended, then Family Protective Services gets involved and you lose your family. There is a whole chain of events that could have been set off by little seemingly innocuous situations like that, yes.
You understand they would have to have some sort of proof to arrest you, right?
No, they don't.
Okay. Do you think police are just snatching people off the streets with no evidence? They just don't like the way the person looks?
Sure. Look at what was happening with, was that New York where they were having all the stop and frisk arrests? I think it was New York. Or it might have been
stop
Chicago.
And frisk, yeah. They had a massive problem with weapons out there, and that was their way to try to counter it.
Uh-huh.
And by the way, when they took that away, the violent crimes dramatically rose. But, I mean, that's besides the point.
Okay. But, again, back to, and we're getting far afield from what you were originally talking about anyway. Mm-hmm. And that was all I was calling to address.
Okay.
I don't find any fault with people not wanting to, and I don't even know what the wolf call would even constitute. I know you were making a joke about it, but I don't know what it would even constitute. I might agree with it, I might not.
I'll guess the wolf call is something you'd see like in a gymnasium and sort of like a pep rally or something like that.
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably. I wouldn't know.
Yeah.
I would have to read the story and get more information.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for your perspective. You know, you can call in any time. I'd love to take your call. Feel welcome here, okay?
Well, thank you.
Have a great one.
Years listening to Jim White.
Oh, okay. Well, if you've been around all those years, of course you've heard Jim White. Back in the 60s, did you ever listen to McCormick when he was on?
The Man Who Walks and Talks at Midnight, of course.
You listen to him, too. That's great. Can I ask how old you are?
I'm in my late 50s.
Yeah, so you've heard a lot of different late-night programming. I'm glad that stuck around.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you. Good to hear from you. Have a great night.
Good night.
Okay. That's a different perspective. We can look at things differently. You know, maybe that was a good type of example of how you can have a conversation about things in a civil way. That was pretty good. Even though I don't agree with him and he doesn't agree with me, we don't have to. Very good. We should send that to CNN or Fox News or something and say, this is how it's done. not enough controversy. Okay, we didn't call any each other names. It's Overnight America, KMOX.
This is Overnight America with Ryan Recker on KMOX.
One other story. This is from the College Fix. I have a different perspective on this than the writer, who I think was trying to make fun of this school, but a literature class in Davidson College this fall will use contract grading, which allows students to pick ahead of time their grade for the class and the workload they need to complete to earn it. It's kind of a weird way to grade things, and I think it's kind of a desperate way for this one professor to get enough students in their classroom. I don't know if the professor is only paid if they can fill the class up or if there's some other underlining reason, because later in the article it says only two students signed up for this and it's probably going to get cut from the course curriculum. So this is how it works. The offer is posted by Professor Melissa Gonzalez and is part of Introduction to Spanish Literatures and Cultures course in a private liberal arts college, Davidson, North Carolina. She's one of several professors across the nation who allow you to pick your own grade method. So this is what they say. They say, okay, here's what you could do. If you want to get an A, here's everything you need to do. If you want to get a B, here's everything you need to do. If you want to get a C, here's everything you need to do. If you want to get a D, here's everything you need to do. It's a little bit weird that professors will allow students to pick their own grade. It's almost like they have to bet how much work they want to put into it. So it's not based on the actual work they put in. It's based on, well, I think I can get a B in this and it'll be easy for me, so I'll just do the bare minimum, because why would I go above and beyond to get an A if I've already ahead of time pledged I would get a B? And it's not so much you have to like hit a checklist and hit all these things. Either are satisfactory or unsatisfactory. So the professor could look at the things you presented to them and say, okay, this is good enough for a B, and then boom, you're done. You could have done A work, but you short-sold yourself. It's almost like you're betting against or for yourself ahead the start of the class. It's a really weird academic tool. I think it's something, if I were a student going to a class and I had an opportunity to say, this is all I need to do to pass the class, I would do the bare minimum, because I wouldn't care if I got high markings on my Spanish class. I just want to do the easiest thing where I can get the credit hours and I don't have to do a lot of work. You want to know why? Because when I was in college, that was my philosophy. I'll pay close attention to the broadcast classes, the things that I'm going to apply in the career I want to go to. And then the classes I just am forced to take, like a foreign language that I really don't care too much about, that I'm going to forget about anyway. Yeah, I'll do the bare minimum just because I know I have to do it. Done. Easy. That's why when I was a senior in junior, I took a lot of gym classes. I took Introduction to Racquetball. I took Introduction to Jogging. Introduction to, as if it was the, it took me until college to realize I can move my legs in a way that made it look like I was jogging. Whoa, man, this is really tripping me out, man. I also took a bowling class where the only thing you were graded on was the final, which was, can you manually score a bowling card? Is there any bowling alley left in the world that isn't automatically taking track of your score? Not one. So again, useless, but I got all A's in it. I'll take that credit hour. I took another college. What did I take? I used to take those really weird ones and I just took it because it was easy. Can I tell you something? When it comes to getting a job out of college, I would say, and this is the advice I would give to college students, the ones that are in school right now. This is my advice to you. There are courses that'll be important to your learning. There are courses that you will want to pay close attention and excel in, the ones you want to talk to the professors, talk to people in the field about. You want to know why? When you go in and apply for a job, I'll tell you this right now. You know what those employers are not doing? Calling your college and asking what grade you got in introductory Spanish class. Nothing. No. There is not one manager that is in charge of employing or picking up or hiring people that has the time to call all the applicants' college and wonder, what did they get on their introductory Spanish class? Who cares if you get an A on it, you know? And I'll tell you this, too. You know what the employers actually care about? They care about one thing. Can you do the job? Are you qualified for the job? Is it possible that the best thing you can do for yourself is show that you can do the job better than anyone else? No one cares about this other stuff. Seriously, no one cares. Be able to do the job. Oh, Rich calling in from Lebanon. Rich, what's going on?
Hey, sir, I am just amazed. I thought I'd always heard the worst until you just brought up the...
contract grading, yeah.
Yes. You know, And I was telling your producer, it reminds me of when my 10-year-old was in beginner soccer, you know, in 4- and 5-year-old soccer. And no, we don't want to teach the kids to win or lose. We just want to let them have fun so we can give them a participation trophy. And that was the last time that I, you know. And I'll give you I'm a totally blind guy.
Okay.
I have a daughter that attends Missouri School for the Blind right there in St. Louis.
Oh, okay.
Okay, yes, sir. And here's the situation. There was a beeper ball. So there was a beeper ball game that a young lady out in the Eldon, Missouri area had arranged for visually impaired kids from all over the state to come to Eldon and play in this beeper ball game.
Mm-hmm.
And so they arranged 4 teams from, you know, out of all the kids from all over the state to come.
Mm-hmm.
They arranged 4 teams. And little did I know that they weren't going to keep score and they weren't going to... They were playing by beeper ball rules, and there is an actual, see, a beeper ball is used by a blind or visually impaired person to be able to hear the sound of the ball when it wants its hit to run to that area and grab that ball. You don't throw the ball, of course, if you run...
I'm watching a video of beeper ball right now. So it's played on a regular baseball diamond, and it shows, and so the ball makes a noise, and there's people that are lined up just behind home plate, and they can hear the visual cues. It looks like the pitcher, maybe the catcher, can see, but it looks like everyone else in the field can't.
Well, there's no, the ball's not pitched to a person. The ball is actually hit off of a tee, like a tee ball.
Oh, okay.
Or a cone. You know, if you have some visual sight, you can actually throw the ball up yourself and hit the ball yourself.
And it looks like when the ball lands, instead of trying to throw the person out, it's basically you run until the ball is controlled by the other team. Is that something?
Exactly. So if the person runs to first base and beats the fielder from grabbing the ball, possessing the ball, then you are safe at first base.
Okay.
Okay. So you could, it's like beating out a base hit.
Okay.
You know, in regular baseball. All right. But the point that I'm making is these kids were, so there was only runs that were scored per team. They played like five innings per game, and there was no score cap. There was no, it was all just to have fun.
And that disappointed? You're upset about that?
And no, well, I'm, because here's the whole thing. If you're going to, when you pull out a Monopoly game, do you play to just participate or do you play to dominate that board?
You play to win the game. Yeah.
Exactly. You know, and these, these kids all showed up, and all they got was a T-shirt and a participation trophy. Yeah. And I so the following year when my daughter was invited to the same thing, I said no.
Yeah,
this is not happening.
Rich, part of the fun of it is the competition aspect, where you want to be able to do your best, and it's thrilling to go out there and try to really play the game. And there's not always going to be winners when you play that way.
See, and when I was going to the school for the blind back in the 80s, I had a gym teacher, and a track coach and a wrestling coach, who told me even if I didn't win my wrestling match, or if I didn't win the race that I was running, the 1500 meter or the 800 meter or whatever, if I beat my time, I was a winner.
Yeah.
It didn't matter if you compete against yourself.
Yeah,
first.
Exactly.
And if you can beat your own time, then it didn't matter if you finished in last place in the race.
Yeah.
You were still a winner because you beat your own time.
Okay.
And that was how I was taught.
There you go, Rich.
I just think it's just crazy that
the trophies and things, yeah. I get it. Well, I get what you're saying. Well, I thank you for sharing your story. And best of luck to your daughter and you guys in the future.
Thank you so much.
All right, have a great night. Bye. Wow, I learned about beeper ball for the first time. I didn't know that was a thing. I know there's all kinds of different games out there like that. So I see what Rich is saying. I don't know if this is a trophy situation. It's not like they're giving away the grade. It's kind of like you have to wager how much work you want to do ahead of time. To me, it's really a cop-out for the teacher to be lazy and say, well, they're only working for the C anyway, so I might as well not put any extra effort in because they're not going to either. It's like a lazy way for the teacher to operate. All right, we can take some more of your calls. I'll look for your text messages, too. 314-436-7900 on Overnight America KMOX.
Stay connected. Stay informed. St. Louis's news, traffic, and weather. KMOX. Depend on it.
You know, the night in the weekend wouldn't be complete until we hear from our next guest, Big Al from Lake St. Louis. Big Al, what's going on?
I've fallen and I can't get up.
Oh, man. Are you going out to this tournament?
Tomorrow and Sunday. Oh. And I called Tucker last week. I said, listen, I'm coming out and don't have security follow me around. I'll behave.
So what's going on? What are you calling in about?
Just wanted to say that that guy, the last caller, Ricky Robbie, if you're not first, you're last, right?
That's right.
You're not first, you're last. And if you ain't rubbing, you ain't racing or making your girl happy. But anyway,
if
my
you're
buddies,
not first,
I turn, yeah. And I turn everybody on to you, Rick. All my conservative buddies listen to you now.
Great.
And
that's
you're
awesome.
The man. And I just want to tell you this. Democrats, get your head out of here. You know what? And if Claire's lips are moving, she's lying. All right.
Good to hear
Bring
from you.
Bring the money from your husband offshore and pay taxes on it. Don't act like you're all that. She went to, remember what I told you, right? I got a thing in the mail that says she's been to all the town hall meetings all over the state.
Yeah,
and then
sure.
She lines up, blows, he's like, do this. She's like, okay, whatever. Love you, bud.
Have fun this weekend, all right? Good to hear from Big Al. I know that he's going to go out there and cause trouble. If I were working security there, I'd keep a close eye on that Big Al. If you ain't first, you're last. You know, the whole idea of participation trophies, I kind of have a love-hate relationship with it. Number one, I was never on a team good enough to win like a we're number one trophy. But if you use a trophy as a way of like, for example, I think it's good to have those group photos. Because I loved going back and looking at my team photos when I was younger. It's kind of cool to see that sort of thing. That could count as like a participation trophy in some people's minds because, you know, everyone gets the photo and stuff like that. But we're talking about you can't cut out the competition in sports. You know, what's the point out there if you're not trying to win? And same thing could happen in school and life. If you're not trying to challenge yourself and let's say everyone gets an A, what good is that when it comes to an education, a valued education? What good is that if just everyone gets an A? What good is it if everyone just gets whatever? Yeah, so sports always transfers over to life very well. So that's why I think it's important to have those things. You got to have competition. And I think there's no cutting any slack after you get to a varsity level in high school. I think that there's some little things you can do in the JV level down where you might be able to, you know, do things or look the other way. Once you hit the varsity level of high school, I think you got to play everything by the book. None of these pre-manufactured feel-good moments that some people try to push in there. None of that stuff. I'm strict when it comes to your sports. Producer Mike, you said someone called in during the break asking about my shoes. Is that right? Did that person have a name or do they not want to be named? Can I even talk about this? I said, Jim, he called in and asked if I'm really as frugal as I sound on the air when it comes to my shoes. The answer is absolutely I am. Now, there's a big difference between when I lived in Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, Indiana. When you get that snow coming out of like Michigan or something like that, or any type of snow front, when during the winter, it was miserable. If you're out there with these jalopy shoes with holes on them because you got snow on the inside. Okay. Now that I live here, I can live even more frugal because there's really no threat of snow coming into my shoes. So these 75-cent shoes my wife bought at a garage sale that I've worn for about 7 years or whatever it is, those shoes will probably live even longer because I don't have to worry about outside snow contaminants coming in. I can wear them all the time. I can wear them during the winter. I can wear them during the summer. All I really need is a couple of pairs of shoes, one brown, one black. And my wife tries to tell you, you got to try to match at least a little bit. But I did, this may surprise you, I actually ordered a new pair of shoes. And it wasn't because of I wanted them. It was because my sister-in-law thought it would be necessary for me not to look like an insane homeless person. Isn't that nice of her? So I got these $15 shoes that haven't come through the mail yet. I hope they're nice. That's the most I've spent on shoes in the past decade, $15. I'm used to like bargain bin, garage sale used shoes because I really don't care. Now, the shoes I'm wearing now, I've had for probably about 5 years, and they seem to be holding up pretty well. People are shocked. How could you not buy new shoes? It's easy. You just don't buy new shoes. It's Overnight America, KMOX.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.